Venus Breakthrough.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Welcome from all those nooks and crannies in those flyover states that we like so well. And, of course, we head back east inside Foggy Bottom because everything coming out of there is so scintillating to us. And each and every show, we give you the true scoop with our friends from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us this time around. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Did you like how I said everything coming out of there so scintillating?
Oh, yeah.
Well, really, everything was about the super committee. Whose fault was it? Who were the winners and the losers? Now it's all done. What happens next? So I guess today was the big thud. What was it like in Washington to just get the official call that this is it?
Well, it was kind of like waiting for exam results. When you knew you hadn't passed, but you still had to wait for something to arrive in the mail, you know? I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but I have. And so you're waiting for something to arrive in the mail, and you know it's going to be bad, and your parents are there, and you're sort of saying, no, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. And it's like, okay, it's going to be really dreadful because I failed. And so eventually we heard that, yeah, it had been bad. And it was a written statement because they couldn't even agree on how to do an on-camera statement.
Oh, you're kidding. That's worse. They couldn't agree on that, on when to, how to wave the white flag. You're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. That shows you that it was doomed from the beginning, no question about it. And what everybody wants to know, and we already have talked about this, is now you have the automatic cuts that drop. But what people don't realize, it's not officially until 2013. And somebody told me today that they're talking about the Republicans, anyway, trying to figure out a way, throwing out a bill to prevent the automatic defense spending cuts. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. John McCain. Well, Lindsey Graham in the Senate has been trying to introduce something. They've been trying to introduce something in the House to stop it. Senator McCain has said that he intends to introduce something to stop the defense cuts. So they intend to try and stop the defense cuts. And you'll see efforts to try and stop the domestic cuts, but you're not going to hear so much about that because that's a Democratic thing, and so you're not going to hear such hawkish sounds. But you heard the president today in the briefing room this evening around 5:45. He said no. You don't hear the president say no very often. And he said, I will veto any legislation that basically seeks to roll back these cuts. He's very clear about it.
Wow. So here we have the automatic trigger, and that's it. Boys and girls, you couldn't come up with anything, so too bad, right?
Yeah, basically. Now, he also said, look, Congress has a year, you know, to fix this. They've got months and months and months to fix this. Congress can still do it. The fact of the matter is that as these cuts don't come into effect until January 2013, Congress could still put something better in place.
Mm. And they'll be talking about it.
They can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. If they can do it. And you know that this is going to be what we're going to be talking about because it's still going to continue in a different form. But as you said, it's a whole year of conversation. That's what we're in store for.
And they're not going to be able to do it next year because they're all going to be campaigning.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. They're going to be campaigning, so the focus isn't going to be there. It's just going to be empty rhetoric, I think. You said about the president, of course, breaking in, coming into the briefing room. Was that kind of like a big surprise? Because as you mentioned, it's unusual.
It was unusual. Yeah, we didn't know about it until about 5 o'clock. So, but I was leaving and then suddenly got this email saying, schedule update. President's coming out. Oh, okay. Just said he's going to make a statement. And we said, all going, oh, really? I wonder what that could possibly be on.
Yeah. I wonder what it could possibly be on. Now, one of the things the president did do is, though, he authorized new sanctions against Iran for the nuclear program. I don't know. You're probably better at math than I am, but I think this is like up to 20 so far that have been leveled at Iran.
Yeah, very, very strong sanctions leveled against Iran today, announced by us and allies. And yet, interestingly, the U.S. did not level sanctions against Iran's central bank, even though we did level very strong sanctions, very strong economic sanctions. The one place we didn't level those sanctions was against Iran's central bank. We could have done, We could have taken it all the way there, but we didn't. That was the one place we didn't go. The step we sort of took was to say, okay, we're going almost there. We're warning countries and companies that do business with Iran's central bank that, okay, we're about to do, you know, we're getting very close to doing this. You better start not doing business with them anymore. But we didn't actually do it.
Yeah, and that ultimately is the big step, and I've talked about that on the show, Victoria, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because the central bank is the thing that everybody's throwing out, like, hey, you really want something to stick, then you need to go here, get Russia and China on board, and do the central bank deal, and you pretty much you're stopping Iran. But there must be maybe there's some method to the madness. I'm not sure. You know, everything wraps up with this Congress soon because we're almost at the end of the year, but they still have some things on the agenda. So they're gone now, and then they'll come back on Monday. Then what happens?
Well, they've got a lot of things. They've got issues they've got to deal with, and some of these were things that they thought could get done by the super committee. Extension of the payroll tax holiday. Extension of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed, both things they thought could get taken care of in the super committee. A 27% cut in Medicare payments to doctors, the so-called, the 27% cut in Medicare payments to doctors that they have to do all the time, and relief from the alternative minimum tax. That's four big things, and they all carry big price tags.
Yeah, no kidding. So that is a lot of work. So they might be ringing in the new year. Well, there'll be threats of that. We have to get it done. Otherwise, we're going to be spending the holidays here, Hanukkah and Christmas and the New Year's, because that's always the threat.
Oh, you can expect to hear that one. You're absolutely right. You're going to hear that one coming up as we get to Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Ho, ho, ho. There's not going to be any coal in your stockings. That's what you're going to get instead, coal, not presents. All right, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so the nonsense continues when it comes to what Congress is or isn't doing. And will they fix the debt, as she and I were just kibitzing about, going back and forth? Really, it is a joke, because at this point they have a year, basically, if anything were to even be proposed. The president would veto anything else that's coming up. Now, on the other hand, something that I think is pretty interesting when we talk about politics 2012, because next year it is going to be all about running, like Victoria said, is how these polls keep switching back and forth. Suddenly, Mitt Romney's always somewhere in the midst. But suddenly now you have a third player. We've talked about Newt Gingrich a bunch here on the show and how he's like in a horse race. He's coming around those last two turns and making a move, which is what a lot of people expected Newt would do. Does he hang on? For the first time, CNN, in their poll, Newt Gingrich was at the top of the pack. Remember, this guy's been in single digits for the most part. And in their poll, this is a poll that was just released, you know, 1 week ago, they had a poll where Romney was at 24%, Gingrich at 22%. And what you have to keep into perspective is Gingrich was just 8% in a CNN poll in October. Really? Newt Gingrich, commander-in-chief. You think that fits? Coming up next, Jeff Atticott fits like a glove on this show. We're going to talk about the recent terror threat in New York and kick it around as far as Iran's concerned and some other things as well. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Tonight, well, we've been talking about this, obviously, when the story broke late over the weekend. Jose Pintel, who is this lone wolf terrorist, not even 30 years old, 27 years old, and here we go again. Commissioner Ray Kelly in New York and Mayor Bloomberg trotted out in front of the mics talking about, okay, another attempt was thwarted, and then some details about pipe bombs and going after troops and that kind of stuff. Boy, oh boy, how often has this played out, especially in New York, but not just New York, since 9/11, sad to say. Who joins us on the show? Who better to talk about this kind of stuff than Jeff Atticott, our favorite terrorism expert? Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kate.
You know, you heard about this story, and I'm sure I just picture you sitting at your desk and shaking your head and saying, oh, here we go again. It's not a surprise to you, but doesn't it seem like the so-called lone wolf guys and gals, because it's not just men, a lot of times it's men, but sometimes we've had the few women, it seems like this is what we keep talking about. And I don't know, I think when you're trying to pull something like this off, I would think you have some friends, but I guess not.
Yeah, you know, this case has a lot of curiosities to it because generally in almost 99% of the cases, the FBI will announce the arrest and Holder will get his face on TV and he'll talk about how the FBI made the arrest and the Department of Justice is going to prosecute this guy. In this case, he's going to a New York state court for prosecution. Very unusual, which indicates that the FBI really didn't view this fellow as that great of a threat. And so there's some headbutting here between the state of New York and the federal government because the state of New York moved in and they announced that they had made the arrest and they were going to charge him and try him in their state courts. The only other time I can think that that occurred was in 2009 with Mr. Mohammed actually killed a recruiter and wounded another, and President Obama wanted the state to take that the case, not the federal government, because he was trying to, you know, do away with the whole radical Islamic thing by just kind of wishing it away, and he didn't want to admit that the first fatality occurred on his watch, so they kind of tried to downplay it. But this guy, as more facts come out, it appears like he was indeed getting close to conducting a terror attack with these pipe bombs.
Yeah, and how easy is it to make a pipe bomb? Apparently pretty easy, because you can get a lot of the materials at Home Depot. That's where he was headed, and he had a manual from Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's very easy to make a weapon, and it's easier still to get a firearm and go into a public place and kill people like we saw here in Texas with Hassan. And that's the problem, because when you have these individuals, they're not truly lone wolves, in the sense that they're not motivated by a larger ideology, because they are motivated by a larger ideology, and that is radical Islam. So they're, you know, they operate on their own timetable. They're not members of Al-Qaeda, but they're infected with the virus of radical jihad, and they're very dangerous because they're hard to track, except that in some cases, like this fellow had an online chat room, apparently, where he was talking about jihad and the glories of radical Islam. So a lot of these guys are really knuckleheads, and they don't have operational security. They simply, you know, they're telegraphing a lot of the things that they want to do. And so that's what we saw in this case. They followed him around for several months, almost a year, apparently, before they made the arrest. And so it's good police work, but I'm just kind of wondering why the FBI wasn't involved with this. And it appears maybe Mayor Bloomberg wanted to take the case quickly to divert attention away from the Occupy Wall Street, where he's done such a horrible job at responding to that mess.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. But I always say you're a terrorism expert, which you are. And if you were looking to uncover somebody, let's say, that might be dangerous, you said it, they seem to trip themselves up, they're knuckleheads, as you described it, where do you start digging? Do you find a lot of that information on the internet? Can you track people down that way? Is that where you start? If this was your job, if you were Ray Kelly, if you were the commissioner of police in New York City, what would you do? That would you mostly focus on the internet and then broaden it out?
Yeah, I mean, we found that a lot of them are radicalized in mosques that preach hate, and there are several mosques in this country that's their theme all the time. So you got to watch those mosques, obviously. But many of these things are associated with Facebook, internet, Twitter, and so the FBI and state authorities, you know, it's open source information, so they monitor that. And then, of course, the Department of Homeland Security always reminds us, in the Bush era and in the Obama era, that if you see something untoward, report it. So that's the first line of defense, is the public. But yeah, it's, you know, bloggers and all that type of stuff is something that many of these people can't seem to stay off. And for every 1,000 people that, you know, talk about radical Islam, which is okay. I mean, it's not illegal to praise Osama bin Laden or to hate your own country. It only becomes illegal when you try to engage in violence or conspire to engage in violence. So we got a lot of people to watch.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. We need more eyes on those people. I think that's part of the problem. You mentioned the Occupy movement, and it's being certainly it's being handled badly in a lot of states, not just in New York City. But where does this whole thing end up? I'm getting hammered on the Occupy movement, Jeff. People are nailing me an email saying, wow, are you on American? Why wouldn't you be out there? Why wouldn't you be part of the 99%? Blah, blah, blah. But I think that people don't understand who's behind some of the movement and who are the people that are actually there so-called protesting, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the signs and look at the TV footage, I mean, the word that comes to mind is losers. I mean, they're not the 99%. They're the 1%, which is dead weight in this country. They obviously are wearing, many of them, very expensive clothes, but they don't have a job. Like the fellow we just talked about, he was living with his mom, unemployed. And so, you know, there's plenty of jobs out there, but I think it's really this class envy, the class warfare thing that the far-left Democrats are trying to play on. But as I always tell my students, I'd much rather work for a rich man than a poor man, because a rich man can pay you. And socialism is inherently illogical, inherently dysfunctional, because it only exists as long as you can have people, other people that support it, and when people discover they can vote for themselves money from the public treasury, then the whole thing collapses. So it's really nothing new, but it's simply, you know, these individuals that are coming together, and a lot of them are, you know, openly for the Communist Party and the Anarchy Party, and it's just a hodgepodge of malcontents. It's a shame that the authorities do not move in quickly, because when they violate the law, I can guarantee you, if Tea Party people were camping out and trashing the environment and doing the things that these groups were doing, it would be just, you know, it would be outrage in the mainstream media, and they'd be taking immediate action against them from day one.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Iran, today, more sanctions leveled at Iran, but once again, they don't touch the central bank. And I think this is like 20 sanctions against that country. Is this going to carry any weight? Is anything different going to happen here?
No, because the Iranians and the Iranian guards and the other forces that we're looking at trying to impact, they simply put up new front companies, and they know how to get past the sanctions. Because when you got the Russians and the Red Chinese that are not cooperating, they might wink at it, but they are going full force ahead with business as usual. Nothing's going to change. Sanctions do not work. They never do work. And we saw that with Saddam Hussein. They simply don't work. The Iranian people are the ones that get squeezed, that are caught in the middle. If you're going to be serious about it, you've got to do something that's going to be above and beyond sanctions. You could do an embargo. If this president could get a coalition together like he did in Libya, then we could do, some type of an embargo, some type of limited strikes, not on the air, not on the nuclear facilities, but on their oil refineries to bring them to their knees and perhaps allow the Iranian people to do what they did in 2009 and throw these mullahs out.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, strike on the oil refineries. Israel's chomping at the bit to do that. Do you think if Israel says, okay, we're going to do it because we can't allow this to happen, Iran to nuke up, you think the U.S. is persuaded and jumps on board with something like that?
Well, you know, President Obama has shown from almost day one he has a disdain, in my opinion, for Israel. We've never seen a president with this type of attitude towards the Israelis. And so it's very problematic about what he will do and what he won't do. One gets the sense that he would probably not do anything and just watch things unfold and maybe take a position of being a quote-unquote neutral, and that would be tragic for the Israelis and for the United States.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, we definitely still have a lot to be thankful for in this great country. That's why we're always trying to protect the rights that we do have and keep a watchful eye open. And we're always pleased to have you, Jeff, on the show. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and thanks so much for lending all the insights you do over the year. We appreciate it.
And thanks for all your hard work getting the information out there, Kate.
All right, thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Not many days left in the year. That's what Thanksgiving certainly symbolizes. It's like bookends. Thanksgiving and then New Year's Eve, and we're done with 2011. So during this show, I thought it'd be fun to remark on a couple of things I'm thankful for. I am very thankful that we don't have to hear about Kim Kardashian's trillion-dollar wedding anymore. Why? Because she's getting divorced. We all know that by this point. And it's just too embarrassing to let that go for a bunch of news cycles. Even the TMZ, the National Enquirer, the Star. You can't go too much more with the Kardashian name and divorce. The wedding was all blowout. You couldn't go anywhere. Even in D.C., people were talking about it. I wonder why we can't get anything done. They're no more about Kardashian's wedding in the hallowed halls of Congress than they do about the monetary system that we are suffering under. So that's what I'm thankful for. No more news cycles about Kim Kardashian for a while anyway. What are you thankful for? 800-259-5791. Also, that the full court press is on this situation at Penn State. The former FBI director, Louis Freeh, is the guy that's been chosen to lead this investigation into Jerry Sandusky, the former assistant football coach. And they are going to go back to 1975, a much longer period than a grand jury report that came out last month was talking about. So they were saying 15 years, so they're going back even further than that, which I think is great. I think you're going to probably see more victims that'll come forth. Remember, I told you I had a source who said, and of course the numbers are all over the place, that the number of victims was really closer to maybe 40 or so. So free is the guy at this point, and he said that his goal is to do a comprehensive, quick, fair review, get in, get out. And he's got FBI agents, federal prosecutors, former folks who did that, and others that are starting to read the grand jury report and look at records. They're trying to pour through things to come up with anything they can. They're looking for criminality with law enforcement authorities, any of that. They're going to immediately announce that because, of course, Penn State is getting hammered on all of what happened during the time period that during the time period that Sandusky was there and then ultimately retired and still had an office on the campus and all that sort of stuff. So what happens, I think, is that you're going to see maybe some more faculty members lose their jobs, if I'm right on that. Eight boys over a 15-year period in the mid-90s doesn't even begin to open probably that Pandora's box, because you have to go all the way back to 77 if you went back just to that year. And that's when the second mile, the charity he set up with the at-risk kids, what a funnel system that turned out to be, and how big that charity became too, by the way. Who knows what was going on there? I mean, we already know Joe Paterno's out, the university president's out. You have two guys that are waiting, including the athletic director, and his name's Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, because they didn't alert the campus police or anyone to the abuse. And they're facing charges of that and also perjury. They're both saying they're innocent. So I think some more shoes are gonna drop here. I think Free is going to turn over with all the people that he has combing over these books, over this testimony, rather. I think they're going to come up with more. So don't be shocked by some of the ugly headlines to come. They even set up a hotline because so many people victims wanted to come forward and people wanted to talk about what they had seen. So they set up a telephone hotline and even an email. The email is, check this out, psuhelpfreegroup.com. Pretty easy to remember that, huh? What will they turn up? What will come out next? Anyway, here's a couple of comments that Louis Free made earlier in the day about what's happening with this investigation.
The allegations that have been raised and the charges that have been brought are extraordinarily serious. Crimes against children have a devastating impact on the victims and their families. And we will be completely sensitive to this reality as we do our work. This examination will include, among other things, any failures or gaps in the university's control environment, compliance programs, and culture.
Yeah, the culture is the thing. Because was it a culture of cover-up? Is it a culture of men who didn't want that released because of the damage to the athletic program, which was so huge at Penn State? And not just football, by the way, but mainly football, focusing on that. Now, of course, everybody's clamoring to come up with a bill. In Pennsylvania, they've got one on the floor that will reverse the exemption that applies to Penn State and three other universities that rely on state funding, but they're independently run. And what that would mean is the laws right now don't require Penn State to release, number one, the full police report. That's one thing. And also the whole telling what you know and releasing it, you know, reporting the crime to authority types, to campus police or to police outside of the, you know, state college area. To take it beyond the chain of the university. So I think Joe Paterno will be safe in that sense, and so will some others. But in the future, it won't even be a question. It's just going to be a criminal act if you don't do it. And still, Mike McQuery is the number one thing. I went back and I culled through all my Penn State emails, because you're still sending me outrageous emails about how you just think it's sick and sorted, and Jerry Sandusky should be feathered and tarred, and all kinds of things I can't even say on the air, because you could hear the outrage. I mean, I could hear the outrage through these emails. And the number one thing is Mike McQuery, and why didn't he do anything? Did he do something? Are the cops lying? Why would they lie? how come he wouldn't stop that? Are you kidding me? Why would Sandusky just to continue going? So a lot of questions about McQuarrie because he's not gone. He was just out of the game as the receivers coach the last time around against Nebraska, and he's getting death threats, and he's the number one Googled person besides Paterno in this, and of course Sandusky. Everybody is trying to find out everything they can about Mike McQuarrie. And does he live this down? I mean, if the fact is that he didn't do anything, that he saw it, panicked, ran home, and the next day went to Joe Paterno, and that was it. That's where it stopped with him, despite what he's saying, telling his friends, all that kind of stuff, because the police are saying it's not true. They don't have any records, any of that kind of stuff. Is there any way for him to get around that and in the court of public opinion to reverse the feeling, the venom that's out there from McQuarrie? And you know what I say? No, I don't think so. Because he's got that shocking red hair. He's tall. He's big. He's very recognizable. On that campus, he's very recognizable. And I think even at Penn State, it'll be a really tough thing for him. It wouldn't be surprising to me if he left the university. I mean, I don't see them booting him. But I wouldn't be surprised if he left the university if things continue the way that they're going now. And I think it's going to continue that way for a while, because this is just the tip of the iceberg, this huge story that broke a couple weeks ago where we find out the shocking story of Jerry Sandusky. And then what did people know? That's what everybody wants to know, because you're talking about kids. You're talking about at-risk kids, abuse, cover-ups. And as I said, it's the ultimate question. How far did it go? How long did it go on? How come things weren't done? And we're not going to get an easy answer on this, but I think Free will, he'll dig and dig and dig. And like I said, more shoes will drop. Coming up this week on America Tonight, let me set a couple of, set the table for you if I could, when it comes to some programming things. On our Wednesday show, the cranky old man that we like, who is the guru of things that are collectible, Harry Rinker, will join us in our second hour. He's great if you want to know anything. You're collecting magazines. You have Mad magazines, just piles of them. You have, I don't know, a beer can collection of rare beer cans that are long since discontinued, the type of beer. You know, people collect all kinds of stuff. It's like I read the story today about Donald Trump, who's saying that his name is worth about $3 billion, and he's saying it's his brand. So what's he worth? $3 billion, according to Donald Trump, when he talks about his properties, when he talks about his reality show, all that kind of stuff. And so we're always fascinated by that. You know, Forbes does their issue where they rank millionaires, billionaires, brand names, that kind of thing. And Trump has yet another book coming out. He'll get the money for it too, because he's right. He does have that name recognition, and he says that he's underestimated. His value is underestimated when they put some kind of amount on it at Forbes. He says it's ridiculous. They put it at $200 million. He says $3 billion. $3 billion. I don't know that Harry can tell you what your brand's worth. He can tell you everything else. So don't forget, that's our second hour on Wednesday. It's a busy, busy show. Because also, we'll have a shortened version of Nail the Score. Thursday, obviously, we're not going to do it, and we have all those ball games. So they could maybe be the game of the week. You call up, whatever the game of the week is, you pick a side, you tell us what the score is going to be, and that's how you nail the score. All of that, plus the biggest turkeys on the year. Coming up on the flip side, though, something else to be thankful for. You're going to love this next one.
Shoot. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
My, my, poor Katie Kerr, its newscast is in trouble. It seems Charlie and Ryan's ratings are like double. Change her whole attitude and suggest that she read the news. Hey, CBS, this whole thing is a total mess. It's a total mess. Hey, CBS, ask Katie to go pantyless. Maybe go pantyless.
Ah, yeah. That old chestnut, we found it in our archives. Katie Couric, that's something to be thankful for. For war. No offense, but Katie Couric, as the CBS Evening News anchor, was doomed from the start. She was too perky and peppy and all about the morning show thing. So CBS, once again, blew a bunch of money taking Couric away from the Today Show and watching the ratings go in the opposite direction. Exactly. So she's off the air. Scott Pelley was on. Like I said, that was a big break. I was thankful for that. Pelley's a good journalist, and I think he's pretty groundbreaking, too. For as much as people bag on the so-called mainstream media, Pelley does his research, man. He will. He'll go against the grain. I truly believe that. And he's probably going to help their ratings if you can help that network. And that's the big if. Can you help that network? But, you know, as much as I'm sitting here dogging Couric for not being great at the CBS job and what a blunder that was and how finally this year Pelley steps in, she's laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, I don't know how much she's worth, but she made a bundle when she, it was pretty much the same. She made a ton of money at the Today Show and got paid the same to do the evening news. And now she's going to end up doing some kind of a talk show, I think is some kind of a daytime talk show. And she's popping up all over the place as a, you know, special commentator starting on September 6, 2012. She's going to host Katie, a syndicated talk show that's put on by Disney ABC. So she's done, I mean, listen, what do I know? I thought she was terrible at the evening news, but she did it. She did 60 Minutes. She did Today. She did Dateline NBC. And now she goes from that to the syndicated route of the daytimers. And, of course, there it's more light fare, and syndication can be huge. If her show catches fire, she won't be an Oprah. I don't think anyone will be an Oprah again, but maybe she's somewhat near that, you know, like a second-tier Oprah, let's say. I don't know. Let's test it on how many men. Let me throw that out there. How many men like Katie Couric? Would you watch Katie Couric doing a daytime show? You know, let's say you're home, you have the measles, and you have to watch daytime television, or you feel like you have to watch daytime television. I would just watch movies. Matt, would you watch the Katie show? He's silent in the studio. He's like, are you asking me that question? When he's silent, that means forget about it. I'm not even going there. That tells you how, you know what, that tells you what he feels, that there's no way that he would watch it. I don't know. Anderson Cooper, I think, is doing an afternoon show. I think there's a couple of different people that are going to try to jump into that to that slot. So if you want to throw in your two cents on some of the wackadoodle things that you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, do it, 800-259-5791. Another thing that I'm thankful for is that we won't have to talk about any longer. We're not going to have to talk about the Super Committee. And we probably will never have to hear Super and Committee put together ever again in Washington, D.C. What happens is when a word gets bagged on, they get rid of it there. Like stimulus, oh, no more stimulus. The Obama administration sent out a strict memo, really Nancy Pelosi did it, saying don't ever use the word stimulus. Stimulus is stricken from the vocabulary because of the negative connotation. So now when you hear super committee, I think you think wimpy, white flag, give up. It's not super. So I think that is probably going to get struck from the dictionary too. They must just change the words out. It's kind of like all of us when we're texting and you learn the different acronyms, you know, what they mean. You think you know it all, and then somebody sends you some crazy text, and you have no idea what they're talking about, and you frantically try to look it up. You know, in fact, I'm looking for my iPhone, and I'm constantly amazed at the new things that people send me and the profits people make off of that. You can go into a bookstore, trust me. When you go into the next bookstore you go into, if you can still find one in America besides B&N, look for books on texting. There's probably at least 10 of them where they just list what different things mean. You know, laughing out loud, that kind of stuff. And I think, wow, profits from the new technology. If only I had thought of it and just sat there and thought of all the possibilities and wrote them down. So anyway, super committee, that would be probably knocked out of the vocabulary. Coming up in Talking Turkeys later in the week, it'll be a little bit of a different spin there, just flat out going for the jugular of people who are the worst when it comes to politics, that you'd rather see them stay out there somewhere on a farm instead of coming back in to D.C. and trying to pontificate on various things that they're just not getting. They're not drilling down on. They're not getting it. It's like the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. Listen, folks, whatever you think about green technology versus oil versus where we're headed as a nation, the bottom line is this. Nobody can look me in the face and tell me that we are not going to be oil dependent in this next decade, the entire decade. So how much do you want to pay for gasoline? How much will that strap your family? I'm not saying that you want free-flowing oil beneath your house unless you're digging it out like the Beverly Hillbillies and making millions on it. And, of course, the worry is seepage. That was the whole supposed thing as to where the pipeline was going. But the delay after the delay after the delay and the fight over the unions versus the environmentalists and jobs and what jobs would be created, it's ridiculous. Every time we turn around and we're looking at the possibility of oil, because we are oil-based society, like it or not, unless we all decide we're going to get on bicycles and we're going to do things a lot differently here in America, and I mean now, then this is where we are, and it's not going to change, and it's not going to change overnight. If there's a change, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have gray hair by the time that happens, and probably any of you listening to this show under 50, I would say the same thing. That's how long it's going to take. How long is it before we drive in electric cars only? Never in my lifetime. I don't believe that's going to happen. So instead, anything to stop this pipeline, which will ultimately probably become a reality, and it gets delayed, and it just means the gas goes up more. We're still more dependent on foreign oil, where we're already getting a lot of the oil from Canada, and Canada turns around, and where do they get their money, and how do they get rescued? Because they've got it. They're going to sell it. I would sell it. If I was Stephen Harper, I would look for the buyers. They're going to give it to the Chinese. So let's just hope it doesn't completely fall out of step, which I don't think it will. I think it'll just be delayed. And it'd be another one of those woulda, shoulda, coulda moments. Sometimes you just have to think and you just have to be realistic. Sure, you could be optimistic about the future and where we're headed with technology and where we could go for cleaner technology, but it's not happening anytime soon. Even when it comes to nuclear power, you look at France and how much of France, electricity, etc., is nuclear powered. We're not building nuclear power plants. Nobody wants that. Three Mile Island killed that for everybody. So what are the alternatives? I bring that up because I'm thankful that we have conversations like this one. I got 15 emails on the Keystone Pipeline and what a sham it was to thwart it and put it on a shelf along with the problem of illegal immigration until the election is over with. Hey, you want to share your thoughts? You can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.